Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Brian Pierce. Father Brian is a missionary, itinerant preacher, and lecturer based in Irving, Texas. The title of his preaching is The House of Bread for All Peoples.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, who indeed is the victor over the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came through water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by water alone, but by water and blood. The Spirit is the one who testifies, and the Spirit is truth. So there are three who testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And the three are of one accord. If we accept human testimony, the testimony of God is surely greater. Now the testimony of God is this, that he has testified on behalf of his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God has this testimony within him or herself. Whoever does not believe God has made him a liar by not believing the testimony God has given about his Son. And this is the testimony. God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever possesses the Son has life. Whoever does not possess the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you so that you may know that you have eternal life, you who believe in the name of the Son of God. The word of the Lord. I don't know about you, but when I hear words mentioned several times in scripture texts, something tells me that I need to pay attention. In today's reading from St. John, I could not overlook a group of very powerful and symbolic words. They not only stopped me in my tracks, they shook me up a bit, as if I were being called to engage once again with the gift of life that we have been given from God. Listen to this stream of wonderful and powerful words again. Water, blood, spirit, breath, truth. Words that open a path into the light. Just a week ago, we were celebrating the birth of a new child born in Bethlehem, Jesus the Christ, surrounded by friends, animals, and melodious songs flowing from angelic voices. These are the symbols of life, gifts from God, words of promise and prophecy. And yet those words were uttered in a time in which the world was not at peace and life itself was extremely vulnerable. Pharaoh, let us remember, was ravaging the countryside, looking to kill a child whom he was afraid might upset his lust for power. Unfortunately, lust for power is not something of the past. It was in the midst of that dark night, pierced by the light of a bright star, that our world welcomed into its arms a newborn babe. Water, blood, spirit, breath, life. All over our world today, there are peoples and lands longing for a respite, a night silent enough to rest from violence, a night free from masks and ventilators, a night free from the sound of gunshot in our city streets. And yet in the midst of all of this, we hear the faint cry of a child, the Word made flesh, the tiny prince who has brought light and whispered peace into our silent night. A word has been born, echoed from the beginning of time, a word of peace in a broken world. In the eyes of some, this child is considered a trespasser. His mother and father left with only one option, fleeing from the violence their tiny son forced to cross rivers and borders illegally, seeking a place called home in a world that says, there is no room in this inn. O Bethlehem, the house of bread for all peoples, a simple corn tortilla torn, broken, and shared at a border not far from us. Water wells like human hearts are drying up in this desert until unexpectedly a river of new life suddenly flows from the side of the newborn child. Out of nowhere, water gushes through the desert. Lost children are found, those who had earlier been sold. Though it seems like a dream, the blood of this tiny prince of peace has suddenly turned into a river of life and joy and mercy. A mother's blood given lovingly to her son at birth, the water of life from which we have all been born and saved. Water, blood, spirit, breath, life, what are we being called to here? How do we turn swords into plowshares and birth this new world into existence? A child born into war, wounded by violence and greed. Yet it is he, the tiny prince of peace. It is he who turns border walls into bridges. It is he who widens the tent flap of mercy to make sure that everyone is safe and that no one is left behind. It is he who breaks a piece of bread and says, take and eat, my friends. This is my body. This is my blood. Amen.